Joining me on the phone is Ryan Dodd, the general manager of the Innisfail Eagles. And Ryan, the Innisfail Eagles are back-to-back provincial senior men's AAA champions. So you guys are going to be heading off to the Allan Cup Challenge, which is once again being hosted in Dundas, Ontario, a little bit later this month. But that means you need to do some fundraising here. So you were out in the mountains in Canmore on Friday night. How did your first April fundraiser go?
Yeah, it was really good. A lot of people attended. We have some local Canmore boys that you know, brought out friends and family and people that they work with, and you know, community builders there. And of course, Kevin Smith is living in Canmore now, and originally from Banff himself. And we had a great time. We had some great auction items, and people were very generous. And you know, it's a real good start for us to get to the Allan Cup. Ultimately, we got to raise a lot of money, and even more so than we had to raise last year, just with the inflation and hotel rooms. So we got to raise at least $10,000 more than we raised last year. So we got a real, real good start to the fundraising push, and we look forward to what's going on this weekend.
Yeah, so tell us what you've got planned this week. Is this Friday, April the 12th, you're going to be in Red Deer for another fundraiser.
Yeah, it's we're going to be at the Hideout, eats and beats, and we're going to have live entertainment with Cole Martin's going to be there, and there'll be an auction, and there'll be a bunch of different almost games you can play, and you know, different ways to donate, something different than just auction where everybody comes in and you know, waves their arms, and it's not, you know, well, some other auction, silent auction stuff, but it's not going to be just strictly auction. So it's going to be more of an entertainment evening. It's $50 for a ticket to come in, and there'll be some drinks and food specials and stuff there, and it should be a good night. We got a lot of the players that are going to be coming to that event, so you can come out and meet the players and see the guys that are going to represent Alberta at the Allan Cup. And I'll be there. I've heard some rumors of somebody's going to be getting pied in the face. And of course, when you hear about that, the first name that comes up is it's going to be me. So, I guess that's a possibility that could be happening. I haven't heard the full details, but it should be something fun. We want to get the people out and have a good night and have some entertainment and just get out and see the guys and have a chance to talk to the players too.
Wonderful. So if people want to get tickets to that, as you mentioned, they cost $50 and it starts at 6:30 this Friday at the Hideout in Red Deer. Where can they get the tickets?
Yeah, you can reach out to us on social media if you'd like. Or you can reach out to me at 403-391-9776. I can hook you up with tickets, and it's as easy as, you know, we can do e-transfers, and it's pretty simple process, or just come to the door, and I'm sure there'll be tickets available at the door.
You bet. And you guys, after April 12th, we have 1 week then before the Allan Cup gets underway there in Dundas, Ontario. So just how important is it for the senior men's hockey team like the Innisfail Eagles to be able to do some fundraising now before a big trip like that and a chance of a lifetime again for you guys to, you know, hoist the Allan Cup, the oldest standing trophy in hockey in Canada?
Yeah, it's really important. And ultimately, you know, we want to be able to host that trophy for, you know, not just our players, but for our community as well. I mean, Innisfail has been behind this hockey club for so many years, and we've had a lot of really good local sponsors and even sponsors outside of Innisfail that have really helped us survive. And we want to be able to bring that trophy back because ultimately they're a huge part of this. If we didn't have them, we didn't have the fan support, we wouldn't have a hockey club. So, you know what, if we can bring that trophy back to Innisfail this year, it'd mean so much for our community and our sponsorship and our fans and our players. And ultimately, it'd help us to host an Allan Cup as well, which is also something that we hope to be able to bring back to Innisfail. So, yeah, it's a huge opportunity for us. We had a good kick at the Cat last year, and you know, this year's got a different feel to it. So I've got big expectations for this upcoming tournament.
That's excellent. Well, we look forward to seeing how the Guinness Fuelagos do at the Allan Cup Challenge in Dundas, Ontario, a little later this month. And if you want to help them out in their fundraising efforts, you can join them this Friday, April 12th at the Hideout in Red Deer. Pick up some tickets there and check out more information on InnisfailEagles.com or their social media channels. Ryan, thanks so much for doing this, and best of luck this April.
Thank you so much, and thanks for the support. Really appreciate it.